Now, welcome back, friends. Today, I'm going to be tackling a topic that many parents face. Now, if you don't know, I actually used to work with children, young people and their families, and I did that for almost 15 years. So when it comes to vegetables, when it comes to eating healthy, this is something that children can kick up a fuss. But how on earth do you get your kids to not just eat, but actually enjoy more vegetables at home? I don't know about you, but when I was a child, my vegetables were no longer green and I was forced to eat them. And if you're doing that to your children, girl, I'm going to tell you to stop. Stop it. That's why they don't want to eat it. But I've got three tried and tested tactics. Let me say it again. I've got three tried and tested tactics that might just turn your pickiest eaters into veggie lovers, or at least veggie likers. If you're somebody who is struggling to get your children to eat veggies, then this is the episode for you. Pull up a pew, get your coffee, open up your Apple Notes, take some notes, and send this to a sister friend who needs her children to eat more veggies. Okay, let's get into today's episode. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lose Weight with Macros. It is Lose Weight with Meal Planning. My name is Verona and I'm your coach to help you make meal planning easier. There are so many things and recipes out there, but they don't help us make extra time when it comes to eating healthier. If you're somebody who struggles with how to plan your meals, what meals to eat, you don't like eating the same thing every single day, welcome to the table, because this was my life. Until I started to do the three strategies that I outline in the meal planning toolkit. Once I did those things, it absolutely changed the game. Now, you don't have to go and download the toolkit, but I learned to have fun when it came to meal planning. I understood what meal planning was. I understood what meal planning wasn't. And then I created a plan, which is key in the name, right? But so many of us think that we can do everything else without the planning. If you don't plan, it's not gonna work. So my friends, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/toolkit and grab your guide. If you're somebody who doesn't know how meal planning can save you time, head over to the new quiz, vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/quiz, and then you will be able to know how meal planning can actually save you time. That was a long intro, but welcome to the show. We're talking about three ways to get your kids to eat veggies. Now, I don't know about you, but I just shared when I remember when I used to be a child. I am not a child anymore. I'm a grown woman, but I remember when it was me trying to eat healthy. Oh my goodness. I didn't like vegetables. We used to get forced to eat vegetables. And it was just a heck no kind of situation. And it was like, why are you trying to force me to eat vegetables? And the thing is, those vegetables were not seasoned. They weren't green anymore. Like broccoli was brown. I never knew broccoli could go brown, but I was forced to eat those vegetables. And I know it's not just me. But when I've learned to love vegetables, there could be a time where I'd have a side of vegetables. Actually, no, we ain't there yet. But I will actually feel no way to open up my plate and have me some vegetables. Why? Because I learned how to season them. I'm telling you, seasonings is going to change your game. Okay. Anyway, how you can make your children actually learn to have vegetables, because I don't want to be here forever today. And I'm sure you don't. I'm sure you've got things to do. So let's get into it. Firstly, make veggies fun and interactive. This is when I grew up, right? They were boring, bland, green, brown broccoli. Who likes broccoli? There's this song. It says, do you like broccoli? Do you like broccoli? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And then it goes into, do you like broccoli ice cream? Broccoli ice cream? Yucky. No, I don't. Anyway, because that's making it fun and interactive. So, you know, some people might watch Coco Melon. They might watch that. Or you might watch Gracie's Corner. I'm 40 years old. I will find that I'm playing Gracie's Corner songs in the car. I will link these in the show notes. In fact, let me type up the notes and then link them in the show notes so you can actually go and click to these songs. Whatever you need to do, even if your children are 8, 9 and 10, whatever ages they are, it's a song. You know those songs where you get, they're quite annoying and they stick in your head? Get it in the child's head so that they know. And also you want to involve them in the process, because In fact, if you're somebody who's involving them in the process, whether you let them pick out veggies at the store or you involve them in the cooking process, your children are more likely to try something that they've had a hand in making rather than if they're handed a plate of broccoli and forced to be eating that. You wouldn't like it. You don't like it if you're on a diet and you've got to eat this bland, boring diet food. How do you think your creative children are going to feel when they're forced to have really brown broccoli? And this is no disrespect to you. The broccoli has just been boiled too long and half of the nutrients have gone out from it anyway, because it's in the green, fibrous, and the brightness that we find our nutrients. So if they haven't had a hand in that, how do you think that they're going to feel about that? I mean, how would you feel? But if you're involving them and they see that they've had a hand in something, you are more likely to win the battle than having to push between them. Obviously, if you've got children who have additional needs, or you suspect that they've got additional needs, or you think that they've got additional needs, go and speak to a professional about that and see what they can do to help that. Because there are those things where some children only want to eat meat and potatoes, or something happened. Sometimes if, for example, they were eating all of the vegetables and something happened traumatic in their life or in your life that affected the children, that could be a reason why they no longer want to have a said vegetable, because they associated said vegetable with dad, for example, who's no longer in the home. There are so many things kids pick up that we don't might not be aware of. If you're not in that field, you might not be aware of. You might just see it as they're just being ADD or ADHD, and we put labels on them. And actually, it might just be that they associate this particular type of food with a family member, with a loved member, with something that brought them joy. And now when they see it, they're reminded of this traumatic event. And now they just disassociate themselves from all types of food. It could be so many different things. It could be like they don't like the smell of carrots. It could be loads of different things. The point here is, if you're involving them in the process, if a child isn't really attuned to a vegetable, don't force the child to eat that particular vegetable. Could they eat the carrot raw compared to cooked? Or could they eat it cooked if they don't like it raw? But you can also try creatively presenting your food. I don't know if you've ever had a restaurant meal and they've come out, the plate looks like a landslide. Everything is not where it's supposed to be. And the presentation is just like, no, I don't want it, send that back. But if you're thinking in terms of creativity for the children, you think of things like vegetables in the colours of the rainbow. You could put veggies into fun shapes. You could arrange them into a picture. A little creativity can actually turn skepticism into, oh, what's that about? Try it. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You know you've tried it. You might be like, I don't have time for that. Well, do you have the time to continue having this battle, or do you want to try something new that you haven't done before and then continue there? Lastly, you could try to grow your own. If you've got space, growing your vegetables together can actually be an exciting way to teach children where their food comes from. Plus, they'll be eager to taste their hard work. And this is tried and true, not in every family, but it's tried and true for the children who have this more and more, especially if they've got a parent or parents leading the way of healthy eating. Children follow, whether they want to or not, whether they want to admit it or not, they follow, and they follow the lead. That, my friends, is a wrap. 3 ways to get your kids to eat more veggies at home. That's all we've got time for. I'd love to see you in the VIP meal plan, or grabbing your toolkit and all of the ways that your children are absolutely benefiting from this toolkit. Can't wait to see you, friends, in the next one. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites, tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk, and I'll see you in the next one.